Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Jy luister na Sake Koninkryksbouers. Besighede wat meer as net handel dryf.
You tune into Disa 95.9 FM and of course on 729 AM. And what an honor and privilege to have two beautiful people with me today. I'm so excited about this, and we've been battling to get this interview going, but here we are. And we have the two owners of some PC IT solutions. And man, I just love your name, Booty.
Yes.
And Wendy. So it's so wonderful to have you guys here today. Thank you so much to come sharing with us your story and to the listeners. And I want you to listen very carefully, because if you have any IT challenges, these are the people. And they also, we're also proud to say that they partnered with us as Disa 95.9 FM and of course K-Pulpit 729. Puti, let's kick off with you. You the head of the home, and tell us a bit about yourself and about the company.
Well, now thank you, Harold, for inviting us. We're looking forward to having a chat with you. So, yeah, my name is Booty Mbele. I come from Mpumalanga, far away from a place called Piet Retief.
Sure.
After about 20 years or so working for in a corporate, we decided to leave and then start something together. So we started a business called Stombisa IT Solutions, which is an IT business. I have an IT background. I started IT. I even have an MBA in IT, which I started in Australia. So I came to put my skills into good use. I actually qualified I graduated in 2017, and we started the business in 2 years earlier. And then 2017, I jumped full time into the business.
Wow. So that was a giant leap.
Yeah.
And looking back now, I think you're pretty satisfied that that was the right thing to do.
Let me just say, you never really know how much you need God until you start a business.
That's very well said.
Yeah.
That's very well said. So indeed it is. And it's been an interesting journey, hasn't it?
It's been very interesting. It's had ups and downs, but I don't regret it for a moment. I love what I do, and I love the impact. And I think what has always been my love is to see the impact that I do on businesses. So for me, it's not really, yes, we want money, but at the end of the day is to see the guys, doing their work, happy, excited, because everything is working. When everything is working, of course. Yeah.
So you're on the IT side, and you are the one that's trained in the field. And Wendy, first of all, welcome. And how do you fit in, besides that you are the boss's wife? I hate to say that, because you are on the same level, but you're business partners as well.
Yes.
Tell me a bit about that.
Thank you very much for having us. It's been a very interesting journey, but one that's definitely God ordained. I studied public management, so I worked in the business side of things with people. I did a lot of HR in the earlier years of my career, and then when we decided that I was going to leave corporate environments, I started working in the business first. That was after our last born, who just turned 11 in December. So we started the business working from the garage. So I was the receptionist, the admin lady, the tea lady, marketing, and all of that. So it's been a learning curve, adjusting to different environments, because times have changed, right? Technology changes. And along that, we had COVID. So that's also as an adjustment.
Sure.
So it's been an interesting learning curve. And the businesses that we've encountered on our journey, the founders of those businesses and nonprofit organizations, what drives them to start their businesses has kept us committed to our mission, because we see our business as an extension of our ministry. The work that we do is not something that we're doing for a quick buck. It's a work that we know that with technology we can create new possibilities. We are solving real world problems for different sectors that rely on technology to expand their services. We are helping nonprofits in the healthcare space keep track of important data and beneficiaries that they work with at community level. So IT is not just a computer in front of you. It's not just the internet. There's so much possibilities behind it. But I think the most part that excites me and that led me to buying on to Habi's vision was the fact that we can create new job opportunities with every new technology that comes out. I think we in the African continent haven't really even begun to unearth what's possible. Where young people are graduating with degrees but not finding corporate jobs because the world is not going that way anymore. True. It's learning to be adaptable because the technology offers that to us. Now we have young people sitting in Cape Town working for Australian and US-based companies. Wow. So that's the exciting space that we work on. So it's broader than just a cable on the wall linked to a computer. There's so much more to the technology. So I'm on that side where I'm Dora the Explorer and the technical people are like try to bring me back to reality every now and then. I was like, imagine what we can do with the technology. And it's like, yes, we can do so much with it. So that's why I signed on. I was like, because we know what God can do. And we think of the little things that we're gifted with as insignificant. And I think it's important that we start recognizing the skills that people are gifted with. The passion behind every gifting can turn a generation to a different perspective and create new opportunities that we don't even know of yet. So that's what drives technology and us 10 years later. It's the possibilities that continue to unearth themselves as we dig deeper and explore. And helping solve problems for our customers is key, making sure that they are safe when they are using the internet, because it can also be a very dark place. So making sure that our customers are educated on keeping their data safety, because we know that there's been hackers who steal company data or convince business owners to click a link. Looks like your website for your bank, but it's not. So there's so much, and many of our customers that we've assisted, they feel shy to express that this has happened to them. And so it's nothing to feel shame of. It happens almost in even big corporates. It's human error. But when you understand what you're dealing with, then you're better equipped to handle and even prevent such incidents from happening. So the space of technology is very exciting. And I can go on.
I'm gonna keep on talking to you. I just love talking to you guys. You just make it so much easier because your information is very interesting. We're going to get back to the hacking side. I would like to talk about that at a later stage, but Buti, it's interesting to know that you guys started in a garage, because Mark Shuttleworth also started in a garage and he ended up in the, you know, in space. So let's pray that could happen to you guys as well. But what I hear what Wendy's saying and what I hear he's saying is as well is that you're, I know we're talking business here, but what I'm hearing from you guys, you can't exclude the one who made it possible for you, and that's God. So tell me a little bit about yourself in terms of why that part is important for you.
So that's basically the story behind SomPC. Is that you know, when I finished school in Pietersdorp in 1996, I was doing quite well at school. I got a bursary, so I thought I got a bursary at Wits, and then obviously I packed my bags in 97 to go to Johannesburg. My mom was working as a helper, so then I go and check in at Wits, and then that was the orientation week. But during that time, bursaries was not very popular. So I go there, I'm thinking, I'm getting a bursary, you know, I'm going to start. I wanted to do computer science. And when I get there, I do the orientation, I think some assessment test or something, and then I passed it. And then they say, oh, now you need to pay so and so. I don't remember how much the money. I was like, but I thought you said I've got a bursary. So why am I needing to pay something? I said, no, Mr. Bele, you need to pay for the bursary, only pays half of the stuff that you need to. So the rest you need to come up with. I said, well, unfortunately, my mom, I think, was only earning 600 rand a month. And I still have my sister. I was like, obviously this is not going to work. So I had to drop out. And then from there, then I found a school in Carlton Center, a computer school. I went and did that school for 1 year. I got a computer diploma. And then from there, then in the following year, I started to look for a job. And then I thought, well, you know, now I've got a computer certification, I'm going to find a job. Not yet. So I looked, I couldn't find a job. After a month, I realized that, you know what? I want to carry on what I'm doing, but nobody would give an opportunity. So I actually went and approached a library where I used to, next where we used to, I used to stay in Parkview in Joburg. And then I said to the library, because I used to go there to study, I said to them, I would like to work for them for free. I don't want them to pay me. I just want to sort of practice my skills. And they allowed me because they needed people, but they didn't have budget. And then I loved what I was doing there. I did databases. I did a lot of stuff where I was not getting paid. And at some point, I think maybe 3 months down the line, there's a company who came, or they did a fundraising. In that fundraising, they did a story on me. So, hey, we got this boy who's been working here in the library for free for 6 months, and he's not paid, but he's done a database of the friends of the library. I was helping them with donations and collecting that, and, you know, keeping track of that. And that's where my company found me.
Wow.
So and then when I joined the company, obviously I had like three big companies options, and I chose the one I chose. But from there, I stayed with that company until I left to start my own thing. So the passion for me is that later I realized that in nowadays students do get bursaries. It's not like before where you don't.
Yeah.
But they also get a full bursary. But the problem is that they are sitting at home washing cars with IT degrees because nobody will hire them. Sure. You know why? Because they don't get that initial experience. For me, my door was opened by my volunteering. If I didn't volunteer, it wouldn't have been open. So we are trying to, like as Wendy has said, that is one of the core of what we do. We hire interns every year. We take them through training. After that, most of them go to these big companies and get hired, and that's a thrill. And then obviously some of them do stay behind, and then they become our employees. But we grow our own talent, and that is what the passion we have. And obviously the passion that we know is that ICT or IT is quite important in any country. South Africa hasn't even scratched the surface.
Yeah.
So we are, if we growing people in that place, we are looking for the future, basically.
Yeah.
Wendy, our time is up, but can you quickly just tell us, for the sake of our listeners, what services do you guys offer to our listeners? Who are the people that will make contact with you, and where can they get a hold of you once you explain what you guys are doing?
Alrighty. Thank you very much for that question. So our services vary depending on the size of business that you're in, but in essence, we can be your IT department. If you're looking for new computers, you're looking for software, we are able to provide that for you. But also we do what we call desktop support. So if you're having issues with your email, your internet, your connectivity, our team is able and capable of resolving those problems on your behalf. When we started, we did web hosting and web development. So we still have that skill in-house. We also do that. So now it's moved into this digital marketing space. But all things technology, we are able to source them, test them on your behalf as a customer. If you're looking for an invoicing software, if you're looking for an HR platform, we do customize solutions for customers as well. So anything that you can think of in the IT space, we do it for you, from software to hardware and completely custom. And we are available online as well on our website, which is sompc-it.co.za online. And then our contact number at the office is 021-204-7060. And email address would be info@sompc-it.co.za.
Okay, now for somebody like me, you've got to repeat that all over again and just say it a little bit slower. So while people was now just rushing to get a pen quickly, we've got to write this down. So give that to us slowly again, please.
All righty. So our email address is info@sompc-it.co.za. That's our email address. And then contact number 021-204-7060. What else do I owe you? Website. www.sompc-it.co.za.
Fantastic. That's Sompc, you spell S-O-M-P-C PISI. So that's how you spell it. So when you do, search on the web, that's that you don't miss the spelling. Lady and gentlemen, I can talk to you forever and a day, but next week we continue our chat about the wonderful service that you do. And I think we've already got the attention of our listeners being very interested listening to what you have to say. So next week we continue talking interesting stuff, and don't go away. Make sure that you tune in same place, same time next week. For me, Gerard, and you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Keep listening.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Jy het geluister na Sake Koninkryksbouers, besighede wat meer as net handel dryf.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.